Hey, welcome to the Whoopercast number 29. Up top, I need to apologise for the audio quality. We were in the middle of filming Nintendo Land Let's Play, and we decided to do a podcast, so there's a bit of echo on the podcast, but don't worry about that. Also, spoilers for The Walking Dead Season 3. This is the first half of the season, before the mid-season finale, so if you haven't seen up to there, avoid listening to this podcast, because we spoil a fair bit. Enjoy the episode! Welcome back to the Weavercast something. Don't know what we're at anymore. We actually missed the last 2 weeks, I think.
Maybe. No, 1 week.
No, because I didn't release the other one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's that time of the year.
Because it was nearly us, like, complaining about lag for, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah. Wasn't that bad, I just didn't want to listen to it.
Okay, I like the new Wii U covers as well. Like, you look at the spines.
Yeah.
That's what I want out of a game. Like, them to have uniformity with their spines.
Uniformity.
Like, they're all the same. Like, You have Wii U, then a little icon of what they are. Then the game, and then the publisher, and then the rating.
Yeah.
I hate it when, like, consoles do all that sort of fucking individual artwork bullshit on the spine. It looks boring. Well, it looks annoying.
Yeah.
Anyways,
yeah, how's it going?
I think Julian's just a bit drained from watching Zombie U.
Yeah, we split and bought a Wii U just for filming, so we're gonna try and get that up. I know I say that a lot and don't do anything, but I'm really busy with my own game, so I tend to fall behind.
Yeah, how's that game going anyways?
It's good. Added in multi-layered terrains, and then I added in jumping, but then because I added in this gravity jumping thing, some of my previous physics are fucked, so I have to go through and fix them. That's okay, it's a good trade-off.
Yeah, it's always bug fixing. That's always what it has to be.
And it was the Nintendo Land game. It was pretty fun.
Nintendo Land.
Stop it. Stop it.
Oh, God.
Racism.
English.
Look, I'm tired.
I haven't even had any Red Bulls today.
Yeah.
No energy drinks today.
We're going natural.
Au natural.
No, stop it. Stop it. So,
wink, wink.
Even though we haven't had a podcast for 2 weeks, it's given us a chance to do stuff. Like, I'm caught up on The Walking Dead.
It's like Ted. Me not actually bitching about how he's not watched it all.
Yeah, well.
You saved my life, Rick. You saved Christmas.
Yeah, I saw that picture. That's pretty funny. Herschel is fucking awesome. You can't not like
him. How interesting is that shot when they actually have, like, his body double with no leg?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
It's in the final episode. What are you talking about? Like, the mid-season. It's the mid-season finale when he's walking on crutches. It shows a shot from him behind, and he's missing his leg. I'm just like, they just wanted to flaunt how they found some amputee, probably.
I didn't see it. I don't think I'm... You know, you only take in,
I'm
like...
grateful.
You only take in this percentage of what you actually see every day.
Yeah. Like, you know how there's that dick at the end of Fight Club?
Yeah.
You know when my friends didn't realize that, like, there was a dick at the end of it?
Yeah. It does it quite a few times throughout the entire movie.
There's a bunch of flashes. There's, like, flashes of Brad Pitt as well, like, at the start.
Yeah.
You know, whenever he's, like, really, like annoyed and that sort of stuff, and he wants to do something. There's like a Flash Tyler Durden.
Yeah.
And his name isn't actually Tyler Durden. I thought they would have just made that.
I don't think he actually even has a name, does he?
They never actually say it in the actual movie. Like, in the book, like, that's I found out, like, he's just called the Narrator.
Yeah.
Because, like, his name isn't even Tyler Durden in the book. He, like, shows Marla, like, his driver's license, and it isn't Tyler Durden.
Yeah.
Which was kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah, that was a good movie. Actually, that's the movie that turned me on to the Pixies
song. Turned you on?
No, it turned me on, but it also turned me on to the Pixies song.
Yeah, Where Is My Mind? I've been listening to that in What's Up, People, pretty much all week.
Where is my mind? It's actually a pretty easy song to play.
Where is my mind? That was in Rocksmith. That's song. Where I heard it as well. It was a good song. Music and such.
Yeah. So,
there's another movie coming out with Brad Pitt as well in it called Killing Him Softly.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with that zombie one.
What zombie one? World
War Z. World War Z. Yeah.
People are going to me, like, they haven't read the book, so it doesn't affect them. It's like, it's a fucking book. And if it doesn't keep to, like, any sort of real adaptation to it.
That's why you always sound auto-tune, because you shake all the time.
What?
I said, that's why you always sound auto-tune, because you're always shaking your leg.
Possibly. I want to
go away from the mic, back in, back out. Back
yeah,
in.
Julian's currently on like a fucking rocking chair.
Back in my day.
Back in my day, we had to like connect everything up to a wire called an Ethernet cable. I also watched Batman. Oh, no. Why do I always say Batman? Dark Knight Rises.
Well, he is the Batman.
Yeah, but I think, like, Dark Knight Rises is, like, the subtitle bit. Like, it's Batman Dark Knight Rises, but it's actually just Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a shitty title.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's just like
it's on the Xbox. I could just watch it tonight, but I'm not that interested in it. I'm not really never been interested in Batman. I personally think he's a homo.
The movie's too fucking long to be like its own like movie. It's like Christopher Nolan at one point just had like this idea that he wanted to make like this really long story about like him falling down after he like all this other shit and then like rise up. It's just like, yeah, kind of should have had this in two parts, like two legitimate parts, just because like there's so much just jumped, like it goes from Bruce Wayne's back getting broken to 3 months later, like
does anyone find it suspicious that Batman disappears for 3 months at the same time
Bruce Wayne's gone? It's so hilarious because there's just this one line where he's talking to Gordon and he's like, anybody can be a hero. Even just a police officer putting a jacket on to a little kid and saying that the world's alright. Then, like, Gordon figures out who he is. It's like the big expensive fucking jet that he's currently flying. The fucking
vehicle.
I thought
Commissioner Gordon already knew who he was. Oh.
No, he only figures it out at that point, which is like near the end of the actual.
And then what did he say?
What did he say? I think he said he needs to get laid. He's frustrated. Every way.
Everyone in that whole movie is hard to understand, apparently.
Just a sec.
Are you going to do the cup thing?
You mean like this?
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't do it. I always nearly go for like a really shitty Sean Connery impersonation.
Yeah, sure.
Octopussy.
Yeah, fucking Craig Ferguson's in Brave.
In Brave, yeah.
Yeah. I watched that the
Billy
other day.
Billy Connolly's also in Brave.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to not guess where Billy Connolly is.
But I was more excited when I saw Craig Ferguson because I don't really like Billy. I know you love him, but I don't think he's
funny
at all.
Shut the fuck up, you little bitch.
I thought he was one of the... He's not that funny.
Ah, yes. The League of Shadows. It's so bad because Bane's voice, like, it goes up and down every now and again. It's just like, who could take this seriously?
I haven't seen the movie, but the way Pete Holmes described it, the whole movie's just Bane talking through a crab on his face.
Somebody said goatsy face to me the other day, and I'm like, oh yeah, I can see that.
What's goatsy?
Goatsy.
I don't know what that is.
Look it up.
I'm not going to.
You'll have to. The League of Shadows commands it.
What the fuck is the League of Shadows?
Fucking thing that Raj Al Ghul made.
Raj Al Ghul. Yeah. Raj Al Ghul.
Raj Al Ghul.
Man,
yeah. That's like immortal and all that sort of shit. Yeah, but I really don't think that it was such a good movie. It's just points of it just were too convoluted. Like, the idea that somebody was, like, living in that fucking prison for all that time, and the worst they did was just rip his face up. Yeah. Stop playing with my wall.
Yeah, it's a nice wall.
It's not a furry wall, though.
It's nice and hard.
The way you like it.
We're out of it today. Fucking
yeah, a
tired.
Little bit.
And that
this was exactly like the last time we recorded at my place, though. Like, not out there, but like in the study area.
Well, you know, the thing is, because I'm dieting, I'm not drinking energy drinks, so I'm not gonna. I'm like, you know.
You could have coffee.
No.
Or tea.
No, because that has milk in it. And sugar.
No, they don't.
Well, they don't have to, but that's the only way you can stomach that crap.
You're Italian.
Yeah, it's crap. Coffee's crap.
You're meant to drink it straight.
The only way I can handle coffee is if it's in fucking Coke. Or it has milk in it.
What was the first one?
Coke. Like, caffeine, I meant. Like, if I'm going to get a caffeine hit, it's either through, like, a Diet Coke or something.
Other than oh, that, God! That Diet Coke, it just had so much fucking caffeine.
Yeah, it doesn't have much, but, yeah, that's the only way I'd be able to get it on my diet. Like, coffee is fattening, and I can't drink it without milk or
coffee
sugar.
Makes you fat.
Well, coffee doesn't, but milk does.
Bread makes you fat? Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, that's only because he was an idiot and he was dieting on it. I mean, you
I
can still
eat this all day.
You can eat bread. Nothing wrong with that.
Hmm.
The main goal is just eat 3 meals, and you're supposed to eat under a certain amount of calories.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
and exercise.
Good. Don't have to.
But it helps.
Yeah, it just speeds up the process. But, like, on what I've been doing on the last 5 days, I've lost more weight than when I was running on the fucking treadmill every day. So.
It helps, though.
Yeah.
Don't act like it doesn't, bitch.
Oh, sure it does, but you know you don't need
because
to
I know
do it.
You like it like that.
You don't need to do it though.
Why is with me thinking about Kylie Minogue songs today?
I'd fuck her.
Right now?
Yeah. Like, I remember seeing her on Rove a couple of years ago, and I was just
she's
like,
what 44 40 right now.
Yeah, I was just like, wow, she's amazing for that. I would have done things to her.
With your penis.
And it was pretty universal. I went to school. This is when I was in school still. I went to school the next day. I was just like, oh man, I saw Kylie Minogue on Rove and she looks really good for 40. And everyone was like, yeah, we'd all bang her. I was like, yeah, it's universal. It's good. It's good.
Wait, he was on like 4 years ago?
Probably.
Wow. Because I can't remember when he took like that big hiatus and just came back for
I
fucking
think it
Rove LA.
Like, at some point, when I was like in grade 11, maybe. Somewhere around there.
God. Memories of that show. Now it's like really, like, odd seeing him in Rove LA.
Yeah. It's all right. Like, I found it funny, but, yeah, he has a couple of guests on there who I don't really like.
Nicole Richie.
No, I haven't seen that, but I was actually referring to the wrestler guy.
Rock.
No, he's cool. Rock is cool. No, it was on the episode with the chick from The Walking Dead.
Laura Cohen was on it?
The one that plays Rick's wife.
Ah, that whore.
Yeah, she was on
that. I really fucking despise
and they had this wrestler guy, and he was going on about how he had the trophy. It's like, to me, wrestling's fake. You didn't know.
CM Punk, I think. Maybe?
I don't know.
I think CM Punk's the only one that really goes on to the shows.
I mean, yeah.
Because he was on Jimmy Fallon one time as well.
Mm.
God, Fallon. What a shit show.
It's not that bad.
I don't really hate it. It's just that I don't watch it that much.
I watch Fallon.
I think, Craig. I don't really like watching talk shows that much. Just because, yeah.
No, Craig's my favorite, and then I watch Jimmy, but I can't watch Leno or anything like that. Conan, I can kind of stand, but
you're a really fun guy, aren't you?
He gets a bit. You can see he gets a bit shitty when people drop the F bomb.
Reggie Watts just shows up, and now I'm gonna sing my everyone's favorite song.
I think if it's planned, it's okay
because
I can bleep all of it.
But I'm just gonna do an improv song.
He gives like a trophy out for people who drop the F bomb.
That's probably why. He's got to make trophies for everybody that fucking swears.
Yeah. Whoa. We've done that on so many podcasts. Stop it.
We love it so much. There's a future in the future.
Yeah. They're just sat in the park.
The matter matters.
Last Friday or whatever it was when you were gonna take Philippe out the next day, like the night before that, we were sitting in the park and just me, Lawrence, and Philippe were just listening to Reggie Watts.
Yeah. I've got why shit so crazy, like saved on my phone, like through Spotify.
Yeah.
So I just listen to it every now and again.
Yeah, well, I've got that as well.
I like the Rainbow song.
Yeah, it's pretty good. He was just talking about getting weed off his dealer.
I thought it was actually crystal meth the first time.
It might be.
Where he's like, biological mass and the matter of the... the size of the matter.
Well, I know he smokes pot, so I assumed it was pot.
I was just assuming it was everything.
He was talking about skipping out the resin or whatever, so...
That was at the start of the song.
Yeah.
For a rainy day... It's just like so well done.
My favorite bit is where he pretends to be the dealer and he just changes his voice to be all like apathetic, like choose whatever one you want. Like he just stops singing, just says it normally.
Yeah,
it's pretty funny.
Fucking the squirrel one, tuck tuck squirrel tuck. And he's just like, then everyone's like fucked up because they don't understand that he said tuck once, so the next tuck that he says is squirrel. And the extra tuck that he says is the first one of the tucks.
Yeah.
Everyone is so fucking stupid with that. Because then when he says tuck once, they're just like... And it's like, no. That's still squirrel. That still counts as squirrel.
Yeah.
They're worse than him.
He's also... the other album, there's also Live at Central Park on that. As well. I don't know about on Spotify, but in the Zoom Marketplace.
It's on Spotify. What else just came onto Spotify? Metallica.
What is the Simplified album? Have you seen that?
No.
It's like this Reggie Watts album that's called Simplified, but it's not anything he does. It's all like real... It's not beats or anything. It's like serious music.
Maybe he just did one album
It's like years ago. It's like 2004, I think.
Maybe he did one serious album that was like, you know what, fuck it.
Yeah, I'm going to be a comedian.
I'm just going to, you know.
He's got. I like how he does that like real pussy voice. How's it going? I'm good.
You can just imagine his face. Like covered up with all that hair. You just see the...
Check my update. You can check it on your phone. It's not the same. It's a big screen.
That whole bit is just like awkwardly well put.
It was like perfectly timing too. It's like I've seen that conversation between like some guy and his girlfriend.
Does that look like a face to you?
It does. It does. It's poking its tongue out too.
I was thinking that was its like chin.
Why would it have a chin like that?
I don't know.
I suppose if it's looking at, if you're looking at it at a 2D angle or not.
Well, that looks like a mouth now, the unfrowny bit.
Yeah.
For anybody that doesn't understand, I'm holding a piece of box.
For the Wii U.
And it has, like, two holes, and then there was, like, a flappity flap bit.
When you were using the pad for the Wii U, were you even using the stylus?
There's a stylus?
Well, there's got a picture here on the side of the box. It's got, like, a pen. You were just touching it.
Yeah, I was just touching it for reals, dog.
That's a cut. Right at the end of the episode, it's just you going, yeah, I touch it for real, dog.
We're not even drug fucked or anything. We're just really tired today.
I just fucking hate the name Wii U. They didn't put any effort into changing it at all.
I don't even understand, like, the U bit.
Uninteractive.
Uninterested. Fuck
Wii
you.
You are in the game.
I don't even like the U logo. Like, it has one big side of it there.
Yeah.
Actually, interesting story. When I was picking up said Wii U, I went up to the counter and I was like, excuse me, do you have a Wii U? And the person that was in there, he wasn't actually, like, that department. He's like, I have no idea. Like, overly, like, the stereotypical gay tone to everything he was saying, which was even better.
Honey, I don't even know what you're talking about.
No, not that. Like, I don't even know if what the Wii U is. Like, he's, like, talking, like, how he doesn't actually know about gaming. And I'm just like, yeah.
You obviously know what gaming is if you know... That if someone says Wii U, you know that he's talking about games, right?
Yeah, well, I was in the games section, so. Yeah. And he's like, you're going to have to wait till this person shows up immediately after he says that. And she's got to walk all the way back out to the back where she was to get one of these, because they don't have any in, like, the actual counter bit.
That's gay.
I don't know why they just don't upgrade the counter.
Yeah.
Cause
I never got that paying in the store thing.
Yeah, I always, because
you pay in, and then when you're walking out, you're not sure if you're supposed to show the lady, like,
you show them,
I didn't steal this.
I always walk over to them with the fucking receipt showing.
Yeah,
just like, hey, I bought this.
What's up, baby? I got money. You stand at the door all the time. How much do they get paid for standing and greeting people?
I don't know. Like, and probably my same rate.
It's always old ladies.
It's probably like $20 plus an hour what they're doing.
Well, if that's what they're doing, I need to get that fucking job. That's more than what I get.
Yeah, but you do more hours. It's like how Lawrence gets paid more than me, but he puts in way more hours than me. I get paid double his wage, so yeah.
Well, how much does he make?
Like $10 to $12.
Oh. An hour. Oh, you mean he actually gets paid like...
Per hour. He gets paid minimum.
No, but I mean, he makes more money than you overall, like, in the end of the week.
Yeah. But I get paid double an hour.
How come he's only getting 10?
What? I don't know, 10 to 12.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, if he's 17, he'd be making, like, 13, I thought.
Mm.
Was that when you turn 18?
Yeah, probably. I have no fucking clue.
That's fucking low.
You fuckers need to unionize.
That's how much I was getting when I first started, and then it went up to 19.
See, you're getting the same amount as me.
19 something. I don't know what the something is.
See, you'd be making easily way more bank than me.
Maybe.
You get paid double me, probably. You do double the hours of me.
I do 40 hours.
I do 20.
Well, I do 40 hours, but we do over 40 hours, but we bank the other. So if I need to take a vacation, we've got, like...
That's how your vacation time works?
Yeah.
You know how mine works?
We don't get tax for that. Like, this is just so we don't get extra tax on the 40 that we work.
You know how I get holiday time?
What?
Over the course of a full year, I earn just being there for weeks.
That's probably better. Although you don't get paid through that, do you?
No, I get paid on my holiday time. There's a different pay rate.
Well, this only just came in because they were trying to fuck us for working over 40 hours. And I've been putting off signing this thing because it's bullshit. But I was been putting it off for ages and I was like, fuck this shit. I'm just going to sign it.
I don't get how he's doing that either.
Yeah.
Your boss is a cunt, but mine's even worse. I had, like, there was one day, the only day I've ever worked, like, 10 hours, like, recently. And I got fucked over. I'm getting fucked over by my boss currently. Because, like, I asked him, why didn't I get paid for it? Because he was obviously making a big fuss about it the other, like, the day that I did it. And then he's like, oh, well, your previous manager, like, came in and said how you only wanted his time earned. Because if we do extra hours, we can just have his time earned. And, like, go home early one night
or
something.
Well, that's sort of what we do. Mm. It's like your own time.
But this was after midnight. So, essentially, I would nearly get an entire week off. Of, like, because that would have been nearly, like, probably fucking, let's see. I'd nearly have, like, easily three shifts off. Because after 2 o'clock, it goes into overtime pay, which is, like, 2.5.
Overtime pay.
Yeah.
Sounds like something like a Japanese person would use.
Overtime pay.
Overtime pay.
You know how my mom works.
Big time. Big time overtime.
So, if that's the case, I'm taking all of next week off.
Yeah.
I'll just say to him, it's either I get paid this week, or I take all of next week off, or I go to my union rep. Because the union is kind of a fucking big deal.
I don't know if you knew this, but the union's kind of a big deal.
No, yeah. They don't want to fuck around with the union.
Yeah. Well, when my fucking, when my boss was fucking, you know, well, my brother and my mum were, like, getting picked on. Well, Andrew wasn't, but yeah, mum was. And, yeah, like, she tried to get the boss to do something about it and he wouldn't help her. And, yeah, she wrote a big, like, report on him. And we, like, had, like, people come and investigate him and stuff.
Yeah. Even if you don't have a union, there are workers' rights regardless. Yeah.
That's the thing I've, like, we've been doing these long-ass hours lately because we've got a bunch of new workers. And they don't seem to understand we have rights. He can't stop you going to the toilet. He can't stop you from taking a day off. He can't stop you from doing everything. We always have rights. Even if you could possibly get fired from it, you should have rights.
Hmm.
And they don't seem to understand that. It's like, if it hits 4:30, you can go if you have to. You don't have to do this extra bullshit and kiss up to him.
Hmm. Yeah, that's the thing.
That just forces him to want to work later. If you say, oh, yeah, no, it's okay. We can work an extra 6:30. No. No. You don't.
Well, the question is, why are they, like, staying back, like, even later? Can't you get the fucking work done on time?
Yeah.
People just want fucking money now.
The thing is, like, because the majority of the people don't turn down the work, he makes more orders. So we have more stuff to do. And it's like, don't do that. When I first started there, we always finished at, like, 4:30. Always.
And you gotta kind of stay back there because you're the only one that really deals with the machine.
Yeah.
Anyways, we'll take a break. The first time I'm actually doing this.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how to do this right. No, we'll take a break and then we'll be back and we'll be talking about other stuff because we've been kind of talking about worker stuff.
Yeah.
And I can get code of conduct and talking more about my job.
Code of what? What?
Code of conduct.
Awesome, yeah.
You know, like, the sort of agreement you make with Xbox Live about not being, like, saying certain things?
Yeah, but to
be
honest,
I have a code of conduct for not talking about my work.
Who doesn't?
Bosses?
Oh, maybe I don't, but I don't know.
Anyways, see you in, like, 5 seconds. I don't know how long his ads are for.
If I have an ad.
Just, like, make some sort of fake store.
Yeah.
You should do that. Anyways.
Oh, hey! I didn't see you come in. Mainly because this is audio, and you don't see anything. But you should go over to Twitter and follow us there. I mean, we don't really say anything. Like, we say, check it out now, new episode, something like that. But we would like the Twitter feed up, and we can say, we can have conversations with people live. That'd be cool. You know, you'd be like, hey, what's happening? And then we could put that on. Yeah.
Something like that.
You did this last time.
Hey.
Stop it.
Hoi.
Welcome back from some sort of message. I don't know.
Ahoy, hoy.
Fuck, I'm tired. I got a headache.
Oh, what? We're actually doing like a sort of
Oh, yeah?
Are we doing an in bit or like we're actually doing the proper podcast bit?
Yeah, we're doing the in bit.
We're doing an in bit? I have no clue.
What's an in bit?
You mean like a little ad in betweener?
No, we're doing an intro. To the next bit.
What?
We're doing the podcast.
I'm doing Confused Chris right now.
So am I. I'm doing a Confused Chris. Sexually confused
my,
Chris.
My butthole. It's not supposed to stretch like that, mister. Said the choir boy.
Right, so you said we're going to do it Walking Dead. We're like, you're like all business before we start the podcast. You're like, all right, we're going to talk about The Walking Dead. And then when the podcast starts, you're like, hey, look, bits.
But fuck. Anyways, Walking Dead. Fuck. So you watched all the episodes. I've watched all the episodes. I've probably cried for about 3 hours.
Let's talk about those episodes.
No, just thinking about those episodes.
All right. For the next 40 minutes is us just thinking about those episodes.
Yeah, that one bit. That one bit.
Yeah, I fucking.
Anyways, so mid-season finale because hey, it's actually fucking cool to do that. Apparently, so now we're gonna make all the fans wait like 2 months.
Yeah, are we you blame the Sopranos for that? Because that's what everyone else blames.
I just blame fucking idiots that decide that's how we're going to spread it through an entire year. Ridiculous when they actually had other stuff recorded already. If you remember, there's actually, in the Comic-Con preview of Season 3, there's a part where the governor is talking to Rick and he's just like, you get off my phone, get out of here, I'll kill you. It's like, that was never in the first half, so it's obviously in the second half. Even though the governor
didn't have an eye patch.
Wasn't
that sort of what they
did
with, isn't that what they did with stuff like Lord of the Rings and The Matrix? Like, they had a lot of bits from each one filmed, stuff like that?
Something like that. That'd be hilarious, though, if, like, they had the whole bit with, like, the sword being forged, like, in the preview of the first one. All the fucking book nerds.
What
sword is. The From sword what? That he's given in Return of the King, he actually has in the first book. Who? Like, literally the first book.
Who has?
Aragorn. Son of Arathorn. Because, hey, that's
the personality of arrogant. No.
What?
He's not. He's not arrogant.
Arrogant? Oh, God.
Legolas, he's legless.
Shut the fuck up, we're talking about Walking Dead. So, what did you think of the whole Glenn thing?
He's a badass.
Like, he didn't seem that awesome until this season, eh?
Yeah.
Like, it's just out of nowhere. It's like, I'm gonna use fucking duct tape to block your fucking bite, and then I'm just gonna hit you with this other piece.
Yeah.
I'm kind of expecting him to be bitten.
He couldn't really get us swollen either, could he?
What?
He can't really get a swollen eye, though, can he? Like, he can get a black eye, but he can't get a swollen eye.
Welcome to the racist part. Oh, racist! Racist! I just remembered. I heard, for the first time ever in my life, an Asian man say, $5. At that moment, I was just like, I can die happy.
The shirt, $5.
He's like, asking somebody. He's like, oh, is it $5? I'm like, oh my God. It happened. It finally happened. I've been waiting for so long.
Yeah. Can't really deny those sort of racist things, though.
It's just like that picture of the black Asian. It's like, a black Asian, I can die in peace now.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It was just, it was incredible. It's like, you know, the first time you taste like something that's like really amazing and you just want to like keep tasting that amazing high. That's the $5 that's coming from an Asian man's mouth.
Did you keep trying to egg him on?
No, I'm going to have to go to the Chinese store now.
Oh man.
Chinese food places and buy something that's $5.
I honestly wanted to do this like last week or whatever. I want to like, now that Lawrence is working, I want like a bunch of us 18 year olds. Well, I'm not 18, I'm 21, but you know, everyone that's older than 18.
Fucking old.
Go out to the Chinese restaurant like for, and just eat dinner like civilized people. But I can't do that with my friends because everyone just wants to get stoned.
Yeah, they'll go to the Chinese restaurant stoned.
That's okay. They'll eat more. It's Friday night, all you can eat.
And I have to work Friday nights.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys that are always having fun on the nights that I have to work.
I don't always have fun on the nights you work.
What?
I don't always have fun on the nights you work. I didn't have fun last night.
You want to talk about champ?
I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah.
You're like a little kid rolling a ball by himself. Don't want to talk about last night.
Hey, guess what? I got you this baseball glove. You want it? Really? For me? No kidding? Nah, I'm just kidding.
God.
Yeah.
And I also watched Shutter Island recently.
Shutter Island.
You know how your brother was saying that like it's a very predictable thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's overly predictable.
Yeah.
Thing is, that it isn't a bad movie because of it.
No. What did I do with my video camera? I think it's like under there somewhere.
In the pile of cardboard.
Man.
And we're not talking about Walking Dead.
Okay.
I don't know, like, I've watched every one of them, like, in a week, like, each week, every week, so
I watched them all in a day except for the last episode.
Yeah, so my memory, like, my hypeness for a lot of the episodes, like, has already died. My excitement for some of them has died. I'll remind you of
this. That fucking cunt in the prison.
The Himeri, like the Fernando guy?
Yeah.
I just called him Fernando.
He was such a fucking dick. Like the first moment that he, like, was there, I was like, Rick, kill him.
Kill him, Rick. Just so briskly. With, like, his perfectly, like, long hair. His well-trimmed mustache.
The story I want to know, they were fucking each other, right? Like, they would have had to been.
Well, you hear, like, the redneck one at the mid-season. You're like, being, like, we haven't seen a woman in so long.
Yeah, you're a lesbian. I'm not a lesbian.
I bet you he was the bitch as well.
Yeah, look at his mustache. How do you think it gets to twirl up like that?
He's just like crying, twirling while it's like this big black guy pumping the shit out of him.
Fucking cum as like gel. Just twirl it. Yeah.
Yeah, I...
Oh, yeah, that's right. The governor. I said this to you, but I haven't said it on the podcast, of course. The governor is a mix between Elvis Presley, Matt Hullum from Rooster Teeth, Norm MacDonald, and Colin Lane. Like, he seriously... you can only see him from certain angles. Like when he's... Like he doesn't look like Norm MacDonald until he's on a certain angle. And then he looks like Matt Hullum. And it's like, yeah, it's so fucking trippy.
He's a British actor.
I don't know, that wouldn't surprise me.
Seeing that the three best actors in the entire show are British?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was going to say something, but it doesn't matter.
I really didn't mind, like, the whole extra aerial.
I gotta go back for him. How's he do it?
He's my brother.
Yeah. How does Daryl talk? It's like the real closed mouth sort of.
Dear Meryl!
I gotta do it.
I gotta go back for him. He's kind
of like, even though he's sort of playing a redneck, he acts like a surfer. Like Keanu Reeves. No. What are you?
I know Kung Fu. Rick just like, show me.
That's my... You gotta go! It's like Keanu Merle. Reeves. What it is, it's Keanu Reeves had a baby with Mark Wahlberg. No!
I see the Mark Wahlberg, actually, because his eyes are always, like, squinting. Like,
just even his accent, he talks kind of like he's from Boston or something. This is a goat!
I found dinner.
Yeah. That's actually a pretty good movie.
There's actually a Walking Dead game coming out. It's apparently in the view of Daryl. So I'm very, like, fucking cynical about
it. Isn't that going to be a multiple-part game? Because don't they already have one out?
No, that's the Telltale Games.
Oh, okay.
No, this one's being published by Activision. And I'm just like, this is probably going to be shit because they're, like, trying to, like, force us to play as one of the most likable characters. We don't want to play as a likable character. That actually ruins the character.
Yeah, because then when you die a bunch of times, you're like, I fucking hate this guy. Why can't he hold a flashlight and a gun at the same time?
you know that old like BFG edition thing, don't you?
I know. I don't care. I'm not gonna play it. Not because it's shit, because I already played the game.
Mm. Yeah. Flashlight and gun, and then everyone bitches about the fucking like remake having that. It's like there were mods for that. People actually made mods called sticky tape and that. Just to have the flashlight and gun at the same time on PC. It's not that much of a big deal to have both of them in the remake edition when, like, everyone would bitch about it just like they did back then.
Well, there's actually a really good skit that I saw on SNL. It was iPhone 5 release. And, like, they're all pretending to be, like, the guy from CNET and Gizmodo and that. And they were complaining about the phone. And then, like, they had a bunch of, like, Asian workers who made the phones. And they're just, you know, making fun of them the whole time. Oh, I'm so sorry. That map don't work. How bad it must be for you. It was really funny. The reason I brought that up is because that's exactly what people are like. They complain about shit that's, like, pretty amazing.
Trivial.
Yeah. And it's, like, not really important.
Wow, the maps don't work. Here's the thing, they probably have 1,000 fucking apps in the store for maps.
Mm.
Map apps.
I just saw this morning. They released a game on Windows Phone that I want to try out with you. It's just Words with Friends, but it's Xbox Live, so it's got achievements, and it's a free version of it, but it's not called Words with Friends, it's called something else, like Alfred Jax or something.
I'll just check.
But the reason I bring it up is because it's free.
It's flea?
Yeah. They actually have Words with Friends on the Windows Phone, but I'm like, why would I get that if I could get this Xbox Live achievement version for free? So, yeah. If you want, I can play it.
I need to, like, fucking really update my phone.
I can invite you to that and we can, like, get achievements together. Whatnot.
I'm just...
Where's the phone work? The phone's my brother. I want to just do that for everything now. I seriously just want to get a crossbow now. Daryl's fucking awesome. Wait.
He's beautiful. Yeah, it's Daryl.
Wasn't there another Da sort of name?
Dale,
that's it.
He got, like, torn up by that zombie.
And whose fault was that? Fucking little kid.
Shut up. You and fucking, like, the other guy that I talked to about Walking Dead, you both fucking hate him, and I don't get it.
That Carl.
Yeah.
Because he's like his mother.
You and the other guy I talked to hate Carl. I'm like, he's fucking cool in the third season. And
he's
like,
all right. He's not cool.
He's totally trying to get best.
Until he bangs her, he's not cool.
I fucking find that so hilarious. It's just like, hey.
I'm sure he'll grow into a cool character, but right now, he's a little cunt. Well, not right now, but yeah, last season he was.
Oh yeah,
he was like his mother.
He was a bitch. Like, in
like
the last two seasons,
he kept causing problems that didn't need to be caused.
Also, I'd like to point out this: who was the one that decided to drive off by herself and get then crash because she was looking at a map while driving, probably 40 miles per hour, nearly got taken down by a zombie, which she should probably have been, and also was pregnant at that point. Then also wouldn't go back until, like, somebody tricked her into believing that Rick was still at the farm.
Yeah, stubborn.
I'm glad that she's dead, because she was nothing but a burden to everyone.
Mm. And also, Carl's the reason that the farm got overtaken, because he shot the gun at Shane. I mean, if he had a throwing knife, yeah. I mean, it's harder, but...
Let's face it, Carl actually got useful at the last...
Yeah.
Like, the
second
last
episode.
He
saved Rick's life when he shot Shane, but then it brought the attention of all the zombies. They could have probably been there for a longer time.
Hmm. No, the helicopter was rounding them up too close to the farm anyways.
Yeah, but if they had stayed inside.
Okay, so I just installed this.
Yeah, I haven't played it yet. Because you need to be on. You need to play online, like, with someone.
Yeah, no. You can't. I'm looking for you now.
And it also asks if you want push notifications, so you'll get notifications when someone else makes their turn.
See, it's a free game, but it always has ads at the bottom of it as well.
That's okay. Did you get an achievement?
Yep.
What for?
Compatriot.
I didn't get no fucking achievements. What's this shit?
I think it's like invite a friend to play a game.
Oh, fuck this shit. I can invite you next time, motherfucker. My game.
We have to beat a game first.
I'm just going
to
see if I'm invited.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you how bullshit my fucking first hand is. Bob? I have A-U-U-I-I-A-N.
Are you Burly Bob? Wait, you can't be. So who the fuck started a game with me?
Me.
You're not Burly Bob. I can't figure out how to get in. Oh, here we go. It's your turn.
Oh, and I can message you at the same time.
I'm just checking. I don't even know how to play Scrabble, so.
Okay, I'm just swapping
John
like a bunch of these
you
tiles.
To a game, except. What?
I'm swapping a bunch of these tiles.
What do you mean swapping tiles?
So now it's your turn. And I've got even more vowels. We're currently playing
so
a game.
How do we do this? And I shouldn't be showing you my letters.
You
fuck
drag
you.
To the star. You,
hey?
You start from the star. It's like Scrabble. You got to make
so
a word
starts?
Out of the tiles that you got.
I dropped the letter in.
But here's my favorite part.
Yeah, the podcast went from Walking Dead to this. We're just trying to find out if it's good for you people. That's all. What'd you do? What'd you do?
There's,
you sent
before
me a
the settings...
You sent me a message.
There's the message bubble.
What'd you write? Nigger. No, you made me say that. To be fair, it's nigger with an A, not an E-R.
No. It has to have an H for it not to be racist.
Really? Really? It's got to be A-H?
Yeah, it's A-H.
Would you just put in a goddamn letter already?
No.
Yeah, you're putting in a letter.
I
can't put in another one, can I? Did I not end my turn?
If you haven't finished your turn, just swap tiles and like throw some letters away, and
How do I go to next turn?
Do I
just go play?
Yeah.
Right. So that's gonna just come up on your screen then. I don't know how to play this game, but that'll do. That'll do, Piggy. That'll do.
No, it's not saying that it's my turn still.
Sure?
Nah. If it isn't whited out, like, if it hasn't grayed out those three, it's still your turn.
This has grayed them out.
Are you still playing? You must be playing.
Yeah, maybe I can still throw some shit in. Let me just see. Is Jap a word?
No.
Jap.
Jap.
Wee's not a word for show. Let's keep making those sounds at me.
No, it's annoying. You played a game with a friend. You clear your rack in a single move. You play your first 50 to 74 words. Yeah, these are actually pretty cool. They should be pretty easy to do.
Yeah. Well, I can just sort of a word that I can put in there. The only problem is there's not enough space. Fuck.
No, there should be enough space.
No, not from the letter that I want to put it on.
Ah.
And this isn't probably a word.
Anyways, we should probably...
Alright, we'll play later, little man.
No, yeah.
Did your turn come up?
No, it has. Oh, you got 8 points. You motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. You just have to quit out or something. Right, so we'll just talk about The Walking Dead and we'll play the game. Yeah.
I'm hoping this is a word.
Glenn's girlfriend, fucking naked in almost every scene. Like, just...
Yeah, she's...
Yeah, you want to take your top off? Yeah, sure. I don't know, which is good. It's good, I like looking at her. Nah, it's a bit pervy, I don't. I hate her. Don't like looking at her. Nah, it's not true, it makes her seem ugly. She's nice. See what I did there? See what I did there?
Oh, fuck.
Because I didn't see what I did.
Fuck. Fuck!
What are you angry about?
Because I threw away the one letter I needed, like, the previous turn.
You throw away letters?
Yeah, I swapped tiles, because I couldn't make a legitimate move. Fuck it. That's all I can make.
I also caught up on Dexter, so... Yeah. That's getting good.
Oh, no.
I get to, like... Yeah.
This is really distracting for, like, the...
What's his name died?
Isaac. I was really sad about that.
Yeah, because he was actually not a bad dude.
I found him great.
Yeah, he was actually cool. Even though he tried to kill Dexter. I paused, like, during the preview. I don't know what's happening. It's just showing me this. Yeah, I paused during the preview of the start with Dexter. And it showed the bit where he was in the donut store. And,
he shoots it up. I love that.
I paused it, but Dex's face was like... It was like... It was so funny, because I actually saw...
Whenever his eyes are closed, he always makes a funny face.
Yeah. Well, that's not... It's everyone, like...
No, like, Deborah wouldn't make a funny face.
It was a thing on Fallon. It's like, if you pause, like, certain... Like, if you just pause scenes, some people always look like they're stoned. And, yeah, like, he always looks like he's stoned. It's a pretty good game.
I'll just show you. I have 4 E's.
I can't say that, but that's cool.
I have 4 E's.
It
even makes sounds on mine when you're playing around with the tiles. I fucking hate that.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I always knew that little cunt in the club was, yeah.
A dipshit?
Yeah, well, I knew he was a cunt. I suppose. I knew that cunt in the... What's the word to describe that cunt?
Okay, what so I just did. To just, like, catch up with what I'm thinking about Walking Dead while I'm playing. I liked how they found the prison. I liked how they got all the things. I was really sad when Herschel nearly died. I was very hopeful that he went through, well, made it through, and when he did, I was, like, crying like a little bitch saying yay.
I haven't made a turn. I'm not getting any signal here. I'm not connected to your Wi-Fi.
Just connect to my Wi-Fi.
No! Because then I have to know your words.
It's unlocked.
You're unlocked.
It's unlocked.
You're unlocked.
Unlocked like Laurie.
What do you mean?
Didn't care about Laurie dying because she was a slut.
Yeah, like, that's
something... It was sad that T-Dog died, but I was really impartial to it, because they never really made anything of his character.
Yeah, I think Gavin said that, didn't he?
What?
I feel like Gavin might have said that in the last podcast, that
a lot of people would have said it, because it's like, T-Dog was legitimately supposed to be a decent character, but he just... Yeah,
unless it was the Nerdist, I don't know.
It was probably everyone.
Because the Nerdist, he has the Talking Dead. It's like a show.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Corolla would have been like, so, how do you feel about that character dying? He would have been like, yeah, I'm impartial to it.
Yeah.
I watched the Talking Dead once.
Is Jew a word?
What?
Jew.
J-E-W? Yeah, I think so.
I can't use it, though.
Let's see if it's...
I can't use it, I'm just saying. Wow, sauna's a word.
Sauna?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what a sauna is. I'm being crazy.
You're being cray-cray? Why are you acting so cray-cray?
I'm just gonna sit like this and we're gonna try and talk. Just ask, just say something. I'm thinking, you gotta keep going. What's with the DLs and the DWs?
I don't know. Double letter and double triple letter.
What do you mean double
and
letter?
And triple word and double word.
What's double letter? What does that mean?
Double word, whatever the total of the word is actually the, like,
It just swapped out one of my letters and I didn't ask it to. A letter that I fucking needed to spell the word I was about to put on there.
It's a bit touchy with the controls, but yeah. So, also, I played a bit of Banjo-Tooie. Like, I've only ever watched people play it. And my god, people saying that that's actually a better game than Kazooie and Nuts and Bolts.
Which one's
are
this?
Fucking retarded.
Banjo-Tooie.
Mm.
Yeah, no, it's not.
It's a badly designed game because instantly it fucks up with this one
idea. Let me guess,
ID.
The level you hated the most, the witchy world?
I haven't finished. Like, I haven't gone through all the worlds. And none of them. Minus the pirate one where you, like, go underwater and, like, it's an Atlantean sort of sea world. I like that one a bit. But the one thing that I detest about the entire design of it is how, like, the tutorial world, like Spiral Mountain, worked in the first game. It was essentially designed to, like, show you every, like, basic move and that sort of shit. You know, how to jump and all that sort of stuff. And how they taught you how to jump was that they taught you all three basic jumps in one go. They taught you how to jump, how to hold in your jump, how to flap, and the backwards, like, jump sort of thing. And then there's this move that Banjo and Kazooie can do in the game where, like, you go into Banjo's view and you shoot. But you don't learn how to fly and shoot, you don't learn how to swim and shoot, and how to stand and shoot in one go. You remember that?
Yeah.
It's so fucking stupid that it's, like, spread across three different worlds. Like, the first time you need to use it is against that fucking inflatable dinosaur in the witchy world. Like, the fair. And it's such a shit fucking control, because you're in, like, this little small area trying to hit, like, this thing that's constantly moving. I don't even understand their fucking design points on that. People say that this is a better game. It's not. It's worse, because you got to keep going back and forth between different worlds to actually get jiggies. The thing that was so great about Banjo-Kazooie was that it was so self-contained. It wasn't like Mario where you had to keep jumping in and out of the fucking pane to get a different star. You know, the stars were all there. You just had to interact with a certain character. And that's why fucking Nuts and Bolts is still better. Because you can still get a jiggy with all your fucking point, like, all your pieces. You know? You don't have to come back to a previous fucking world.
Yeah, that's certainly what I probably hated most about
Tooie?
No, not just, yeah, Tooie, but I think there was a level in Banjo 1 where there was one jiggy or two that you couldn't get.
Yeah, until you had a certain Freezy. Power. Freeze easy peek.
Yeah.
You couldn't get the jiggy.
You feel like someone just cut off your balls and that happens. Because it's like, I don't want to leave the level 7 out of 10. I need to get them all, you know?
You could only, like, that was the only time that you couldn't get all the jiggies was freeze easy peek. Because you needed the rain shoes to beat Buggy. But they didn't have the shoes until Gobi's Valley, yeah. And they should just have them in Bubble Gloop Swamp, because you also can use the shoes in there. You know, that's the one thing that I fucking detested in Banjo-Kazooie. When I ever went into Bubble Gloop Swamp, I'm like, I don't want to use, like, Mr. Green's, like, fucking thing until Mr. Vile, actually, isn't it? Yeah, Mr. Vile's, like, fucking little mini-game until I've got the shoes. Because it's boring, like, trying to run around.
What are you going for? Half an hour?
Yeah.
Your turn, bitch. Yeah, so after the podcast, I'm probably going to go home. And I'm probably going to try and get this Wii video up. It's can't even fucking speak. it's practically, it's hard to describe. Nintendo Land is like, it's like a weird fabric HUD sort of world where you get to enjoy a bit of Metroid, a bit of Legend
Think
of
about,
Zelda.
Like, the design of everything is, like, Little Big Planet or Epic Yarn or Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts. How the worlds, they're just patched together with fabric sort of stuff. Your costumes are fucking fabric. And they even show physical damage, like fabric tears, and you see, like, little cotton bits.
Mm. It was really... The Legend of Zelda one was actually pretty fun. You get to swing the Wii remote, and it was a lot more responsive than...
I think if you had the nut chuck in, it would have actually, like, allowed you to move freely.
Maybe, yeah. Probably should have tried that. But that was definitely... Like, I've... My little brother has a Wii, and I can tell you that they've improved the
Do
movement.
They have the Motion Plus controls?
Who?
Your brother.
No, probably not. But the That'd movement, be why. The movement's definitely way better. Although, this does have two sensors.
No, Isn't I only it? Have one plugged in.
Oh, okay. What's it the syncs- other one?
How it works is, the one that's plugged in, like, syncs to that one. The only reason that there's two there is because there's a Wii, like, in the cabinet. Now he's, like, getting all serious about this because...
No, I'm just trying to figure out whether or not we can make more than one word at a time.
No, you can only make one word at a time. Standard Scrabble rules.
Yeah, it's gay.
So far, I'm kicking your ass.
Yeah. That's because I accidentally passed on my last turn, and then I accidentally swapped out the letter. I didn't pass, I swapped out, and I didn't realize that would not give me anything for it.
Mm-hmm.
And all I can come up with is pie after you have nerve. You have way better letters. What the fuck's shit is this? Why isn't it your turn yet?
I don't know. I should go in and out of it.
No, I just go in and out, and it comes up with you.
No, it's still your turn. I like that. They actually give you, like, your games, and then, like,
yeah,
your turns, or, like, opponent's turns, and played games, which is, like, history.
Yeah, I don't know how to skip... How you go on to your next turn after?
You just gotta swap letters. That's how you skip turn, end your turns. Because you can't just like have the same tiles.
It doesn't let you swap after you've already put your word down.
Oh, then press play.
There's no play.
That's the play button.
I've already put my word down. It's giving me the points. It just won't go on to you now.
I don't know. Maybe it's just having a hard time connecting.
I don't think so. Says your turn. Still under their turns.
Hmm. I'll just check. I did just exit it. Anyways, we should probably like turn off the microphones.
Yeah, we'll probably wrap up.
Okay.
This was an alright podcast, I suppose.
we really got into this Alpha Jackson.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to be fucking killing each other over this in the next week.
No, man. As long as I get achievements out of it.
Anyways,
thanks
see
for listening. Look out for... Was it Boobercast on YouTube? That should
and
be video up there.
Nintendo Rand playthrough.
Nintendo Rand. $5.
We should just like make it.
$5?
$5? No, not $5.
All right.
Welcome to Shitty Wong. Oh, you motherfucker.
What?
You word blocked me.
That's another E there.
I can't. No, it's not that. It's my fucking. I needed that V.
You can't use the V now?
No, because it's side by side with another word.
Why can't you go down?
Because I didn't buy a flowers.
That was an air high five through the air. I call that Wi-Fi.
All the winds just like went together and made
that was
it
a Wi-Fi. Yeah, join me again next week for my shitty jokes.
Hello, shitty jokes. Okay, bye. Yeah, I was just touching it for reals, dog.